Participants from 12 cities across four continents that have been divided by violence are meeting in Derry today. The second annual conference for the Forum of Cities in Transition will focus on the Northern Ireland peace process. Peace and reconciliation worker Michael Doherty and Professor Padraig O'Malley from the University of Boston, Massachusetts are with me now in the studio. You're very welcome.
Good morning.
Professor O'Malley, this is the third event of its kind. How has it been going for you so far? And it's certainly been growing, hasn't it?
So far, it's been superb. The Forum for Cities in Transition is based on the principle that one divided society is in the best position to help another. It was founded at the University of Massachusetts in Boston in April 2009. Derry was one of the founding cities. It held its first conference in Mitrovica last year in May, with nine cities. And this year we have 12 cities, six languages, four continents. All being accommodated very well in two great hotels. And we start this morning at 8:30.
And you've got a very good lineup, Michael, this morning for the first debate.
Yeah, it looks good for this morning. Some people right across Northern Ireland who have been participating in the peace process right from the beginning.
And others, including Nancy Soderbergh, for example.
Yeah, well, Nancy's part of a panel this morning. She's going to be talking to the delegates just about cities in conflict, and then the peace process in Northern Ireland is going to be the main focus for this morning.
Finally, Professor O'Malley, I'm sorry we don't have much time this morning, but I wanted to ask you, what's the point, people might ask, a practical outworking of having a peace conference like this? What do people actually learn?
Well, there are two aspects involved. One, all of these cities have either just come out of a conflict, or are in conflict, or where there is a conflict looming. So they can learn the lessons of the process of peacemaking in Northern Ireland and perhaps adapt some of those to their own situations. That's number one. Number two, at the end of each conference, each city is required to make a commitment that it will carry out a project with another city before the following year's conference and have it completed. So it's an outcomes-based conference, not just a chattering box. And the most important, perhaps, outcome last year involved the police service of Northern Ireland, where they took six Serbian officers and six Kosovo officers from a very dysfunctional police force in Kosovo, mm-hmm. and brought them to Northern Ireland and trained them intensively for 10 days.
Well, we're going to hopefully hear a little bit more about that, because I know the conference is 4 days long, so we will be covering it a little bit more. My apologies that we've run out of time.
Thank you very much.
Professor Padraig O'Malley and Michael Doherty. Time for Thought for the Day now.